Hi, Mike. This is Worth Bishop. Before we go any further, if you haven't already done so, let me suggest that you minimize your media player. It should continue to play even though it's minimized, and that'll allow you to look along on the page as we talk a little bit. Since you're listening to this, you've obviously tuned in to my Knowledge Dynamics demo that I have mocked up for you here on the TechLinks page. I've done this in order to give you a little bit better idea of the concept I've been talking about when I've mentioned these audio interviews to you. I think it's a fairly powerful way of getting a message across, especially things that require communications of complex concepts. The great thing about this audio interview, they typically last, on the short end, 5 minutes, at the outside about 15. You know, in 10, 15 minutes, you can get an enormous amount of information across in an audio setting. And I think, as you'll see as we walk through this web page, there's an awful lot of supporting information here that not only is useful during the interview process itself, but also gives your audience a place to go for additional information immediately, as well as offering a channel of communication back to the company to pursue things even more strongly. Let me talk for a minute a little bit about the standard layout of this page that you're looking at. And it is a standard layout. There's a reason for that. Typically, the audience one is speaking to is part of an opt-in subscription group who are interested in a general topic area. In this case, with TechLinks, it is all things technology in Georgia, even though it's really speaking to a Georgia audience rather than being limited to Georgia technology. These folks may look at a number of different interviews in any given week, and of course, being busy like most of us are, they like to be able to get the gist of what's going on very quickly to ensure that it's something that they do want to spend more time with, that they do want more detail. So when we look at this page, the first thing that comes up in the top left-hand corner is the identification piece of it. Here in this mock-up, we have Knowledge Dynamics Incorporated, their company name, along with their logo. Typically, instead of a logo, a photograph of the person being interviewed is appealing for a number of reasons. It helps establish that contact with the audience. They can see the person, they listen to the voice, and by doing that, they can really form a pretty good picture of who this person is, how credible do they think they are, and is it someone they want to continue to listen to. So that's a nice way to connect with your audience and establish rapport right off the bat. In addition, you'll see the sections that give the date that the interview was conducted, talks about the different formats that one might select, and then the last part, there are other options. In looking at the way most people use these sites, that's probably the last thing they end up coming back to. But there's a reason for it being in the same place where the introductory photograph is. And that is that after people have listened to an interview, after they've gone through the drill of looking at additional supporting information, they typically come back and look at that picture again and say, okay, now based on the voice, based on everything I looked at here, do I read that person any differently? Do I think of them as being credible? And if so, that's great. I'd like to pursue this a little further, and handily, there are the leads to other actions, whether that's an email, whether it's registering for a sales call or some such thing as that. It's typically offered in that same quadrant of the screen. Now, on the top right panel, you'll see Katie Kalk. And of course, this is just an overview, a quick summary of what this is all about. These, of course, were taken straight from Katie Kalk's website, but it does talk about the things that people are most interested in. What does Katie Kalk do? Well, it converts spreadsheets into calculation engines for Java and .NET. Great. People read that much and they say, yeah, I want to go ahead with this. In the lower left-hand corner, you'll see that there are a couple of different sections. One is where we have set out the other Knowledge Dynamics products, from Katie Kalk, Discourse Engine, Katie Studio, and so on and so forth. These, of course, all link to those pages on Knowledge Dynamics website so that people who are interested in this can click on that even while the audio is going on. In addition to the Knowledge Dynamics products, we also have a section for white papers. These, of course, came straight from Knowledge Dynamics website. But it's a good way for people to begin to see that, well, there's other stuff I can look at if I'm interested, and I can even do it while I'm listening to this audio. In the lower right-hand corner, of course, we have latest news. This gives kind of a sense of timeliness to the interview and to the information here, particularly if we date those. Now, these, for Knowledge Dynamics, frankly, were dated back in, last year in 2002, so I didn't drop the dates in there, but of course you could. In addition to the information you're seeing here, of course, we also have had situations where there are graphic exhibits that people would like to be seen while the audio is going on. So what we might have in order to accomplish that would be, for instance, in the upper right-hand corner where Kitty Kalk now is, after that shows and is there for some period of time, after the audio starts, we may have a number of slides that are paged through that might, for instance, in this circumstance, have examples of what the Kitty Kalk online, if you will, might look like. Some folks have had a series of photographs where that was appropriate for whatever their message was. So there's a lot of flexibility that can be offered here. And I guess that kind of brings me around to summarizing really what we've got. I think that this format is really a great way to communicate, again, complex concepts that require some explanation, that require additional backup supporting documentation, because it's all right there for you. It's a great way to connect with an audience because they can hear a voice as well as see the speaker, as well as look at the information he's trying to communicate, so that you're communicating on many different levels, some of them explicit and overt, and some of them kind of atavistic and almost primitive. These audio interviews also have the advantage of being inexpensive to produce compared with almost anything else. If you look at original graphic design, for instance, if you're thinking about doing a print ad campaign, if you're looking at video, of course, there's just no comparison. These are much less expensive to do and can be done rapidly, so that your time to market is almost just now. Using someone like TechLinks, of course, to disseminate this message is a great way to reach a finely targeted market. TechLinks goes out to some 40,000 opt-in subscribers, all of whom are interested in the technology arena. And it does draw from kind of a broad spectrum within technology. A lot of the folks are CEOs, managing executives of one sort and another. And in fact, to help you with that, I'm going to send by email an analysis of the audience for you, give you an idea of who this goes out to. Finally, to wrap up, the way this would typically work is that we would create this kind of an interview along with the supporting page. We would have it included on a TechLinks daily email, so that one of the things that the subscribers would see is that there is a new interview available with the CEO, for instance, of Knowledge Dynamics, Inc., producers of KD Calc. Please click here. In addition to that, a link would be established on the homepage for TechLinks, and it would be indexed within the TechLinks system so that even after the link on the homepage expired after about 30 days, the anyone interested in learning more about Knowledge Dynamics could, in fact, find this interview still on the site for quite some time. So there's tremendous persistence, great hang time. Anyway, I hope that this overview has been helpful to you. I am very interested in pursuing this further. I wish you had a TechLinks in Chicago. It would be nice to be able to plug this in there as well as here and any other markets that Knowledge Dynamics might be interested in. Well, I hope, again, that the concept registers with you, and we'll be glad to hear your feedback when you have an opportunity. Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.